DeMarcus Cousins' sad free agency situation, and will the Golden State Warriors have enough to make the playoffs in 2020? Welcome to The Talk. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Once again, I am your host, Cody Davis, and welcome to another edition of The Talk. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This is, I think, the fourth installment. Yes, it's the fourth installment. And first and foremost, shout out to everyone who has listened to the first three episodes of The Talk. And I guess that I'm doing really, really well right now. First and foremost, my stats look good. And by the way, due to people listening and sharing my podcast, you can find my podcast on more and more platforms. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, along with youcanarguethatsports.com, along with Anchor and Spotify, you can now find The Talk with Cody Davis on Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, and Radio Republic. And of course, you can always find this on youcanarguethatsports.com, ladies and gentlemen. youcanarguethatsports.com. Once again, that is a sports website created by myself and my brother, my friend, John, some sports guy Hickman, ladies and gentlemen. So please go check it out. Subscribe to the page. Like it. Give it a thumbs up. Give it a thumbs down. Leave positive reviews. Leave negative reviews. Let us know. We love feedback. Because, hey, that's the only way that we can give you guys the content that you're looking for. And not only that, that's the only way how we can get better. So once again, that's youcanarguethatsports.com. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot has transpired since the last time you and I got together, and the biggest news coming out of the NBA free agency market was that Jimmy Butler has signed with the Miami Heat. In addition to the Butler situation, as of July 3rd, 2019, at 7 o'clock p.m., we are still waiting to hear the decision from Kawhi Leonard. Ladies and gentlemen, we have yet to hear where in the world what Kawhi Leonard will play. You're hearing all these little things. He's going to drop his decision tonight. He's going to drop his decision tomorrow around 2 o'clock. Ladies and gentlemen, as far as I know, at the time of this recording, earlier today, he had just landed in Toronto, which means that he already had his meeting with the Clippers and the Lakers. So as far as I know, and as far as you guys know, and as far as the media know, his decision could come at any moment. Before leaving work today, my boy Zach asked me, he said, what's taking Kawhi Leonard so long to make his decision? Doesn't he have a deadline? I say, Zach, no. Kawhi Leonard does not have a deadline. If he wanted to, he can wait until the day before the 2020 season starts and say, I would like to make my decision to play with dot, dot, dot. Hopefully he says the Toronto Raptors, because I'm going to be so mad if he decides to go with the Lakers. But that's neither here or there, ladies and gentlemen. What I want to talk to you guys about first is DeMarcus Cousins. Yesterday on ESPN, I think I might have heard one of the saddest situations of the NBA offseason right now when it comes to free agency. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm pretty sure you all know by now, Adrian Wojnarowski reported on ESPN on Tuesday afternoon that there isn't a market for DeMarcus Cousins. There's not a team who's willing to take a risk on Cousins. Not only that, teams do not even want to offer Cousins the mid-level exception. And there's a possibility if he signs, it's going to be for the vet minimum. I don't know about you guys, ladies and gentlemen, but not only is this one of the saddest situations happening in the NBA right now, but there's a lot of teams out there who can use DeMarcus Cousins. Now, first and foremost, this is why it's one of the saddest situations in the NBA right now. Do you guys remember when DeMarcus Cousins was that guy in Sacramento, he was putting up, what was it, 55 points, 25 rebounds, 7 blocks. Y'all remember that game? That's the same game when he had that interview and he was like, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Y'all see what's going on. You know, the meme that's always reoccurring on Twitter and Facebook, that was that game. DeMarcus Cousins once averaged 25 points and like 13 rebounds. He was by far the best, if not the best, the second best big man in the game. He got traded to the New Orleans Pelicans, and by far, we thought that we was going to see the second coming of the Twin Towers when it comes to basketball references. You're looking at Anthony Davis teaming up with Cousins. Skilled big man who can shoot inside and out. But Cousins' career took a turn for the worse against the Houston Rockets in January of 2018. As we all know, going up for a rebound towards the end of a game, Cousins tore his left Achilles. This time last year, the NBA world was set on fire because DeMarcus Cousins decided to take a mid-level exception and sign with the Golden State Warriors. Ladies and gentlemen, as of right now, DeMarcus Cousins went from a guy who was about to sign a deal worth over $200 million to a guy who can't get not one NBA team to call him up and say, hey, I would like to bring you in for an interview. Over the last 2 years, ever since DeMarcus Cousins popped his Achilles, there's reports going around that Cousins lost out on $150 million. And what makes matters worse, the last time that the NBA world and the last time that we saw DeMarcus was in a 6-game series against the Toronto Raptors in the NBA Finals. It doesn't help that DeMarcus Cousins was once a guy who averaged 25 points, 12 rebounds, to a guy who averaged 8 points, 4 rebounds, in 18 minutes in the playoffs. And you can't say it's because of the Achilles, because this is a guy who wasn't just trying to come back from tearing his Achilles. This is a guy who suffered a torn quad. We all know by now, it's game 2, first round against the Los Angeles Clippers. He tore his quad. And the injury that could have set him out the rest of the playoff series, he's decided to come back. And me personally, I think coming back, DeMarcus Cousins actually did more damage to himself than if he would have just sat out. Because playing in that NBA Finals, he looked slow. He definitely did not look like the guy who became a 5-time NBA All-Star. Far from it. Ladies and gentlemen, I do believe there's going to be a team that will take a chance on DeMarcus Cousins. But unfortunately, it looks like it's going to be a similar type deal that we saw Isaiah Thomas take with the Washington Wizards. When the NBA season tipped off in October of 2019, out of those 30 centers, half of them are not better than DeMarcus Cousins. Because although he is still trying to come back from tearing his Achilles, the injured quad, and not looking like a player who cannot provide you anything, DeMarcus Cousins' skills alone, when healthy, is still better than majority half of the big men in the league today. Last year with the Warriors, he averaged 16 points and 8 rebounds. There are centers that's going to start in October who can't even average 10 points and 10 rebounds. And this guy coming off of Achilles, yes, I understand he was playing for the Golden State Warriors, but people, listen. He still averaged 16 points and 8 rebounds. There was a game against the Houston Rockets, the only game of the regular season that the Golden State Warriors won came from DeMarcus Cousins' presence. In the mid-season showdown, DeMarcus Cousins showed why he is still one of the top big men in the league. He displayed all the skills that gives him that title. In that Rockets win, he recorded 27 points, scoring inside and outside, which brings up the fact that DeMarcus Cousins is a great front court scoring option. Yes, this is a backcourt guard-driven league, but you still need some type of talent in your front court, especially from the center position. He recorded 8 rebounds, which lets you know he's a solid rebounder. And when you take away the 27 points he scored, you take away the 8 rebounds that he gathered. This is the part that stands out to me the most. He recorded 7 assists. And Cousins has always been one of the best passers in the game today. I know that it's going to be at least another year before we see the DeMarcus Cousins that made him an MVP caliber player. But ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter if you are a rebuilding team, a playoff contending team, or a championship contending team. Just about every single team in this league can use DeMarcus Cousins, which makes me mad and which aggravates me so much, the fact that he is still a free agent. He is not damaged good. You take a look at a team like the Portland Trail Blazers, the Dallas Mavericks, the San Antonio Spurs, the Houston Rockets. You telling me if you don't add DeMarcus Cousins to the core that you have now, you don't think he's going to be able to make that team take that extra strive? Look at the Portland Trailblazers. If they had had DeMarcus Cousins last year in the playoffs, I honestly do think they would have beaten the Golden State Warriors. And Lord have mercy, don't get me started on the Houston Rockets. You got so much tied into Clint Capella. Even with the DeMarcus Cousins we saw against the Toronto Raptors in the finals, that's still a hell of a lot more work than what Clint Capella did against the Warriors this past postseason. And it's the reason why his name is continuously being in trade talks. And there's one other team I wanna talk about. The goddamn Charlotte Hornets. You had a chance. If Kemba Walker said he will take less than the max contract in order to provide more talent to the team, Michael Jordan let this man walk. When they could have signed Kemba Walker to a max contract, or damn near close to a max contract, and could have gave DeMarcus Cousins, what, $10 million for 1 year? $5 million. They could have gave that to DeMarcus Cousins. And you don't tell me in a weak and watered down Eastern Conference that DeMarcus Cousins and Kemba Walker wasn't going to be enough to lead your Charlotte Hornets to the NBA playoffs, Michael Jordan? Really? The last 24 hours, it does look like things are going to change for Cousins. He fired his agent, ironically. He fired his agent. And as of right now, the Boston Celtics, the Miami Heat, and the San Antonio Spurs are in talks with DeMarcus Cousins to see what they can work out. DeMarcus, if you're out there and you so happen to run across this podcast, I've always been a fan of you. I've always loved your game. I hope you come back with a vengeance, and I hope you get back to the player that made you one, if not the best big man in the game. I believe in you, even if nobody else does. Speaking of DeMarcus Cousins, when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about the Golden State Warriors, because even though Kevin Durant left, people are now saying that the Warriors are not going to make the playoffs. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I do not believe that statement at all. The Talk with Cody Davis. We'll be right back.
If you have been injured in an auto accident, who fights for you?
Call 713-222-1222.
Don't let insurance companies pay you a misery for your injuries. Claim your rights.
Call 713-222-1222. 713-222-1222.
The attorneys on claims have years of experience helping injured victims like you. Call now to claim everything you deserve.
Call 713-222-1222. Doesn't matter if you don't have health insurance, call now. Call 713-222-1222. 713-222-1222. Consultation is free, and if we don't win your case, you don't pay a dime. Dedicated lawyers that get you results. Call 713-222-1222. 713-222-1222. McCurdy Law Firm, Houston, Texas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The Talk. Once again, I'm your host, Cody Davis. Happy 4th of July, by the way, people. Happy 4th of July, Independence Day. And it's ironic that I wanted to talk about the Golden State Warriors on July 4th. Because if you guys do not know, today marks the third anniversary that Kevin Durant decided to take his talents from the Oklahoma City Thunder and sign with the Golden State Warriors. Now, unless you've been living under a rock, I'm pretty sure you guys know by now that Kevin Durant is no longer with the Warriors and he is now with the Brooklyn Nets. And ever since KD made that move, there have been a lot of uncertainty surrounding the team. What's going to happen? But of all the questions that have rose since KD's departure, there's one question I'm having a problem dealing with. And that is, will the Golden State Warriors make the playoffs in 2020? This question originated from one of my favorite sports shows on ESPN right now, and just period. Get up. ESPN analyst Bobby Marks was on ESPN, I believe it was Monday morning. And he stated that the Warriors will not make the playoffs in 2020. And of course, like most sports shows, this has been a topic many people have debated. And what has surprised me the most is the fact that there are a lot of people, more so than not, who believe that the Warriors will not make the playoffs next season. Since I am an aspiring NBA journalist, I'm going to talk about this topic as well. I do not know if it's the fatigue of watching the Warriors dominate the league, or I do not know if it's the reason that when players on the level of Kevin Durant leave their team, 9 times out of 10, that team honestly do not make the playoffs. You look at when Michael Jordan had retired the second time. The Chicago Bulls have yet to return to their glory days. Even the year when LeBron James left Miami and went back to Cleveland, 2014 was not a year that the Miami Heat made the playoffs. Now, they did have some unfortunate circumstances, like the injuries of Dwayne Wade and the health of Chris Bosh. But at the end of the day, LeBron James, when he left Miami, the Heat did not make the playoffs that year. But ladies and gentlemen, the Golden State Warriors are not the Chicago Bulls, nor are they the Miami Heat. I'm going to say this now, and I'm going to say this on July 4th, 2019. The Golden State Warriors will make the playoffs next year. Now, I'm not here to debate what seed are they going to be in, because I don't know. Do I think they're going to be the first seed? No. Between a super team that the Lakers probably are going to get, the Rockets, and even the Denver Nuggets. Those are going to round out the top three. But you cannot sit here and tell me a team like the Los Angeles Clippers, whether or not they get Kawhi or gotten Kawhi, but you can't tell me if they come up short, if they come in on the wrong end of the stick and do not get Kawhi Leonard, that that same Clippers team is going to make the playoffs. So that already opens, that already keeps the Warriors in the playoff hunt. And of course, you have teams like the Dallas Mavericks, the New Orleans Pelicans, who did not make the playoffs, and I'm pretty sure they're going to be a hell of a lot better than what they were last year. Hell, I'm predicting that the Pelicans are going to be the eighth seed. But you're not about to sit here and tell me that the Dallas Mavericks and the New Orleans Pelicans are going to be better than the Warriors. And here's why I believe they're going to make the playoffs. Just look at their signings alone. There are not going to be the all hail mighty Warriors that they were the past three seasons. But if anything, they're still going to be a respectable team. Yes, I know Klay Thompson is hurt. Yes, I know Thompson isn't scheduled to come back at least until after the All-Star break, which is mid-February. But you're not about to sit here and tell me a team that's being led by Steph Curry and Draymond Green is not going to make the playoffs. Look at their supporting cast. Look at the pieces that they have built since Durant's departure. I'm going to start with one of the most underrated moves in the league today. On Tuesday, they signed Willie Cauley Stein. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys may not be familiar with Cauley Stein's game, but believe me, he is one of the young and promising talents in this league today. I like that move for the Warriors because here's why. The Warriors were always at their best when they have a big man who can run the floor and who can defend. What is Cauley Stein good at? Running the floor and defending. He can be that type of player that Festus Ezeli once was, that JaVale McGee once was. That's all the Warriors need, is a big man who can do pick and rolls, who can set screens, and who can defend. Now, ladies and gentlemen, right off the bat, Willie Cauley Stein, he is a little bit slow on defense, but that's why they was able to retain Kevon Looney. Because Looney is quick. Looney can switch. But what makes Willie Cauley Stein such a reliable presence on the defensive end, he could protect the rim. And I know with him averaging a career block average of one a game, the numbers might not be there, but this guy, his presence alone has altered so many shots. And if he was able to become that player in Sacramento, his game is just going to continue to evolve in Oakland. And this is another move I want to talk about. D'Angelo Russell. People are saying that the Warriors got D'Angelo Russell to trade him. Ladies and gentlemen, I wasn't in the meeting. I do not know what D'Lo, the Nets, the Warriors, and D'Lo's agent talked about. But I highly doubt that D'Angelo Russell decided to take a max contract, sign off on a signing trade to go to the Golden State Warriors just to be traded by February. That makes no sense to me. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if people have yet to forgive Russell for the nonsense that he pulled off as a rookie in Los Angeles with the Lakers. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm having a hard time believing that people do not give this man the credit he deserves. D'Angelo Russell was an all-star last year. Last year, he averaged 21 points. So the points that the Warriors are not going to get from Klay Thompson due to him recovering from his ACL tear, they're going to get that in D'Angelo Russell. And putting a backcourt together of Russell and Curry, they still have one of the best backcourts in the league. Now, let's be honest. Is it better than Thompson and Curry? No. But you're not about to sit here and tell me that you pair Russell and Curry together and they're about to be bad. I don't see that. And a lot of people do not understand this. D'Angelo Russell can score. He's one of the best young talents in the game today. And I have been a fan of Russell since his days at Ohio State. But just like every player, there's always something better than what he's known for. Russell is a playmaker. Last year for the Brooklyn Nets, he averaged a career-high 7 assists. I know Steph Curry is the quote-unquote point guard, but how many times do you see Steph Curry creating for his teammates? We said it since 2015, the main playmaker on that team is Draymond Green. So now you add another playmaker to this list. All that's going to do is free up Steph Curry more to come around off these screens and catch and shoot from deep. And we all know how dangerous Steph Curry is when he gets that freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, D'Angelo Russell being paired in the backcourt with Steph Curry only makes Steph Curry a little bit more dangerous. Because, like I just said earlier, you're putting him on the floor with two playmakers. And correct me if I'm wrong. Yes, Steph Curry can create for his teammate. Yes, Steph Curry can pass. Yes, Steph Curry can be a point guard. But how often do you see Steph Curry at the top of the key calling out plays? How often do you see that? It's always Draymond, correct? Now it's going to be Draymond and D'Lo. Expect another breakout year from D'Angelo Russell. My last point when I talk about why the Warriors will make the playoffs, y'all must have forgot about the greatness of Steph Curry. I'm truly convinced that people have forgotten about the greatness of Steph Curry. And the worst part about it is we just seen his greatness a couple months ago against the Houston Rockets in Game 6. 33 points in the second half? Really? And you think that's going to be the team that's not going to make the playoffs? I've always liked to say, when it comes to great players, don't piss them off. Because when you piss them off, you didn't open a dangerous Pandora box that's going to cause hell to your team. I've seen it with Kobe Bryant. I've seen it with Dwayne Wade. Even though he don't do it as much, I've seen it with LeBron James. I've seen it with James Harden. And you're going to see it with Steph Curry again because he has done it once before. I don't think people realize, even though KD is gone, Curry, Thompson, and Green, they are still there. The nucleus of the Warriors system is still there. Yes, Kevin Durant is great. Kevin Durant, by all means, by the end of his career, is going to easily be a top 25 player in this game. When it comes to scoring, hell, possibly only Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant will be the most skillful scorers ahead of Kevin Durant. But I want to leave you with this. Throughout the last three seasons that Kevin Durant was with the Warriors, when he was not on the floor due to injury, at one time going into the NBA Finals, the Warriors were 29-1. Without Kevin Durant, let that sink in for a second. The last three seasons, without Kevin Durant, their best player, the Golden State Warriors had a record of 29-1. They didn't reach multiple losses until they got to the NBA Finals. Well, that record ironically ended up being 30-5. You want to know Steph Curry's numbers without Kevin Durant on the court? First, let me give you the numbers with Kevin Durant on the floor. Curry averaged a good 21 points playing alongside KD. Without Kevin Durant, the man averaged 30. Without KD on the court, Curry reverted back to the two-time MVP, the first unanimous MVP winner. You remember 2015. You remember 2016. During his MVP years, he averaged 27 points, shooting 50% from deep and 7 assists. Of course, when Kevin Durant got there, his numbers went down a little bit. But ladies and gentlemen, y'all must have forgot about the greatness of Steph Curry. And I don't know if you guys know, but I'm expecting a big year from Curry and the Warriors. I truly am. And I'm gonna leave you guys with this. The last time we saw Kevin Durant leave an all-star point guard, his name was Russell Westbrook. And that was the first year of many now that he averaged a triple-double and he won MVP. Once again, I'm not saying that the Golden State Warriors will win the NBA championship. I'm not saying that they're going to be the almighty, oh my God, it's the Warriors. They're not going to ever lose. But all I'm saying is, don't disrespect greatness and do not sleep on the Warriors. Because come April, this team, it doesn't matter if they're the first seed or if they're the eighth seed. They will be in the playoffs. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, thank you so much for tuning into the fourth installment of The Talk. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the fourth installment. Once again, along with You Can Argue That Sports.com, you can find The Talk with Cody Davis on Anchor, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm on 6 platforms. And of course, You Can Argue That Sports.com. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, just to let y'all know, I am going to Vegas to cover the NBA Summer League, especially for the Houston Rockets with the Dream Shake. So hopefully next week with the people that I'm going to meet, I will have a lot in store for you guys next week. Next week, I'm really going to dive into a lot of Summer League stuff. I know Summer League just got started. I'm going to be in Vegas, so pray for my safety. I cannot wait to see what kind of guests I'm going to have on the show. You never know. So subscribe, follow, and of course, follow me on Twitter at Cody, CotyDavis _24. Yes, the 24 is for Kobe Bryant. Why? Because Kobe Bryant is the GOAT. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, peace.